Tell me what a man is.
Well, what's a man to you? You define a man for me.
You have chromosomes that have X and Y. That's what a man is.
Boom! A fifth grade teacher just nailed it and had earth-shattering information that a lot of people need to learn. A man is someone with XY chromosomes. Could that mean a woman is someone with 2X chromosomes? Ah. Welcome back to the JP Reacts channel, my beautiful freedom-loving friend, where we like to call out the lies, hypocrisy, and corruption of tyrants, shine the light of awareness on woke absurdities, and highlight the amazing work of other freedom fighters. Woke absurdities, topic of the day. We don't know what a man is. We don't know what a woman is. You can tell me what a man is, and I'm just going to deny it and ravel around in emotionally hysterical noises that come out as sort of words with no coherency. We'll take a look at a quick clip of a video today. It's pretty amusing. It's one of these situations where someone is coming from logic, coming from known information that has been in existence for all of time, talking to someone who has done their very best to unlearn basic information, who likes to live in a state of confusion. We're taking this from the Twitter account of the Redheaded Libertarian. Man, that's, God praise redheads. We need more of us, don't we? No bias. That's not why I selected this video. It's actually just good content. Bay's fifth grade teacher discusses the difference between men and women. Still blows my mind that this needs to be discussed. Them's position that you'll see in a second is basically sex is what you're born with, gender is what you identify as. Fifth grade teacher. I don't accept that distinction. You have to argue for it. You are just giving a conclusion. You're just making it up. They wouldn't just be making it up, would they? Like, and that's actually a pretty cool synopsis. You have to argue for it. You're just giving a conclusion. And anytime you see a Matt Walsh or this based fifth grade teacher ask someone for their argument, they don't have one. They can only circle back to their conclusion. We don't know what it is, or you, it's anybody who wants to be one. That's the conclusion. But logic would say, why is that the conclusion? What's your argument for it? And of course, there's never been one. So be cool if we actually find one. So let's take a look at this clip and see what we learn.
Men do not menstruate. Only women menstruate. Now, you can call yourself whatever you want.
Cis men don't menstruate, but...
Cis men don't menstruate. There's a word called men. A word called man. That actually exists. There's not 12 million derivatives of that word. It's just man. But of course, we're trying to 1984 this basic word man up. I don't know. It's cis men, but trans men and non-binary men, they definitely menstruate. Appears to be misinformation.
But trans men do menstruate.
No, they don't.
Non-binary people.
Only women.
Menstruating is not exclusive
yes,
to
it
cis
is.
Women. No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Menstruation's a very inclusive uterine function, isn't it?
It is.
So explain to me as to why my body menstruated
at some point. If your chromosomes are XX, and you're young, you menstruate. If you're XY, you don't.
Correct, but what about trans men?
Like, whatever they identify as, like, that's correct. But what about, it's just kind of like, yeah, you had a good point. That's the truth. But what about this confusion? What do you have to say about that, sir? Let's find out.
Men and non-binary, we're excluding
men.
A whole group of people.
They're women dressed as men. You are not a man. Do you pretend?
That's why he's based. There's men dressed as women pretending to be women. They're not men. They're pretending to be women.
To be a man, and that's okay. That's perfectly fine. Live your life. Tell me what a man is.
Well, what's a man to you? You define a man.
Batman, that is so predictable. Like, you saw this so much in What is a Woman, where Matt Walsh asks, what's a woman? And they're like, well, what's a woman to you? Man, just answer the question. It's almost like they can't answer the question. Or they can, but they're trying not to.
And for me?
You have chromosomes that have X and Y. That's what a man is.
So why are we just looking at the science of this?
Why would you look at the science of it? Science is so unscientific. That is stupid of you to just look at the science of it. Let's look at the imagination of it.
The science.
When we've learned sex and gender identity are two very, they're completely different things.
They're not completely different.
They are completely different.
Completely different words.
And sex is what you're born with. The sexual reproductive organs you have. Gender is what you identify with. They're completely different
things. Well, I don't accept
things.
That distinction. You have to argue for it. You're just giving a conclusion. You're just...
That's I like common sense. I have become a connoisseur of common sense. It's rare, which makes it very valuable. And indeed, it is valuable today. So this video, it's just another example of the pattern that we see where when someone is coming from just propaganda, it's Marxism, we're trying to destroy objective truth. So we're going to do our very best to have conclusions and no way to argue to verify the conclusions to be true. Instead, we'll just say a false conclusion. And the fact that we avoid the argument, we avoid the rationale that would actually validate it to be true, that's what allows us to live in the imagination that our imagination is in fact true, but it's not a fact. I love seeing these. I love seeing just base people with common sense, speaking common sense to those who need it most. Now, the other people in this show that you saw in this discussion, I doubt it's going to get into their minds and penetrate, wake them up. I think they're very committed to what they believe rather than being committed to what's right. But why it matters is whoever is viewing this, they're getting a common sense perspective rooted in truth. And we know that the cure for bad speech isn't censorship, whether it's like censorship from big tech or censorship from someone yelling like a lunatic to shut you down. We know the cure for bad speech is better speech. And speech rooted in truth makes the absolute best speech possible, in my opinion. We know that the truth shall set us free. So when I see truth speakers like this doing nothing special other than speaking common sense, I think it's in the process of helping set people free. Young minds that see this, that are highly impressionable, truth is the best thing to be impressioned by. But these young minds, they're susceptible to be impressioned by propaganda, Marxism. So that's why I like to see the light of truth competing and outshining the darkness of deception. So I appreciate you watching this with me, my friend. But before you go, I do want to let you know I've got a special blowout Memorial Day sale in my Freedom Shop where we've got a Memorial Day collection, which includes limited edition designs. Everything in the collection is discounted to just $17.76. If you want to take advantage of the massive Memorial Day savings, you can hit up my website, awakenwithjp.com. Link is also in the description. Appreciate you watching this video with me, and I'll look forward to seeing you next time. But until then, stay free.